Hi and welcome to another episode. I will be talking about the latest news developments from Pakistan. I want to start off with this news story where an ex-Pakistani minister decided to go against the Pakistan state narrative and they claimed victory in their standoff against India last year. The situation got really tense between the two countries, and Pakistani military, Pakistani Air Force were able to shoot down two of the Indian fighter jets, and were able to capture one of the Indian pilots during the whole incident. But at that time, obviously, because Pakistan were able to beat India in a way, like in that particular competition, obviously Pakistan came up as the winners because they were able to destroy the Indian plans and were able to capture the pilot. So the whole world literally applauded the Pakistan's Air Force's performance, and Indians were obviously really disappointed about the whole incident, and they didn't have much to say. They just wanted to move on, and now exactly after 1 year a Pakistani government ex-government official came out in public and tried to spread this fake story where he claims that the now Prime Minister Imran Khan was really scared, and he wanted to send the Indian pilot back to India because he thought if he didn't do that, the Indians would probably attack Pakistan in the next few hours. So he decided to obviously put this narrative to damage his country's position and the claim victory that was not challenged even by India itself previously. So this statement by Mr. Eyal Sadiq obviously created a lot of anger and frustration amongst the common Pakistani public, because Pakistan army is much loved, and the people of Pakistan really care about the reputation of the army, and they don't want to hear anything that would demoralize their forces, because Pakistan have been in a very long and a very tiring war against terror, where the forces sacrificed thousands of their soldiers, hundreds and thousands of people, the public were injured, a lot of people had to sacrifice their lives, but eventually Pakistan were able to win this battle after nearly a decade of fighting against terrorism. So there's a long history of struggle to maintain peace and keeping the Pakistani public safe over the last 15-20 years. And Pakistani public obviously understands that it was only possible because of their military forces who chose to sacrifice their lives to protect their public. So anyone within the country or outside, when they make any statement against Pakistan's security forces, it have a very negative effect within the public, and you cannot be you won't be welcomed for such statements in Pakistan, and that's exactly what's happening to this opposition party, Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz. Now this was firstly, this was started by the party leadership, if you don't believe me. Like, the person who was a prime minister for 3 times, Mr. Nawaz Sharif, started off this campaign to demoralize the military and to Luckily, he just tried to support the Indian narrative. Like, Indian narrative is obviously a policy to damage Pakistan in whichever way possible, because Indians obviously consider Pakistan as their enemy, and the last 70 years show us that the whole Indian politics, the Indian mentality has been to somehow overcome, overpower, and eventually capture Pakistan's land and the people, and make it one India again. I mean, the current Prime Minister Narendra Modi actually believes in this ideology that Pakistan shouldn't even exist and it should be a part of India, and that's the plan they're working on. In very simple words, if I was to put it, that's what they're working on, and that's their plan that his voters believe that he will be able to achieve in the future. So in that kind of environment, when you have such a hostile neighbor like that, your own ex-prime minister who's been in the office 3 times as the prime minister of Pakistan come out with the statements against his own military, it just goes to show you like what kind of threats the country is facing. And in the, within such high ranks in your own government and in your own country's infrastructure, you have people there who can damage you from within, and then you have an enemy to respond to on your borders, like India. So the situation in Pakistan is very complicated. Obviously, these people are Pakistanis. The opposition parties are obviously Pakistani public, so it's really hard for the government to actually go after these people and punish them, because if government decides to take a legal action or somehow make these people face the consequences for the statements they made or the actions they take to damage the country's image internationally, obviously government is not in a position to do that directly, because that would be considered as a political victimization, and obviously these people are going to start crying and moaning again in the media, saying that they've been targeted for being the opponents of the government party. So it's kind of a really complicated situation, but I hope that the actions taken against these individuals to discourage such statements and a country that's located in a very strategic location in its military and its armed forces are I always say this, that the country like Pakistan is its existence is directly related to the strength of its military, because you have a bully next door to you, like in the shape of India, that would not wait a day if they seen an opportunity to invade and to capture the Pakistan's land. Only reason they are unable to do that is because of a strong and a brave army that Pakistan have. So this is a bit of a story for today that I wanted to share with you guys. I don't know how much of a interest somebody would have to listen to these boring conversations that I make on this podcast series, but if you'd like to hear more, you can obviously follow or favorite my podcast series, and I'll be back with another story someday soon. So take care, have a good day, bye bye.